Good morning, everyone. It's lovely to see so many of you on this Christmastide week. So I'm leading you today along with Sally, if that's all right. It's good to be with you. We'll start the service. I bring you good news of great joy. A saviour has been born to you. Alleluia. Unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. Alleluia. He is Christ the Lord. Alleluia. We worship and adore him. Alleluia. Blessed are you, sovereign Lord, creator of heaven and earth. To you be praise and glory forever. As your living word, eternal in heaven, assumed the frailty of our mortal flesh. May the light of your love be born in us to fill our hearts with joy as we sing, Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Blessed be God forever. I will greatly rejoice in the Lord, my soul shall exult my God, who has clothed me with garments of salvation and has covered me with the cloak of integrity. As a bridegroom decks himself with a garland, and as a bride adorns herself with jewels, for as the earth puts forward her blossom and the seeds in the garden spring up, so shall God make righteousness and praise blossom before all nations. For Zion's sake, I will not keep silent, and for Jerusalem's sake, I will not rest. Until her deliverance shines out like the dawn and her salvation as a burning torch. The nations shall see your deliverance and all rulers shall see your glory. Then you shall be called by a new name, which the mouth of God will give. You shall be a crown of glory in the hand of the Lord, a royal diadem in the hand of your God. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen. Hear the words of the angel to Joseph. We shall call his name Jesus, for he will save the people from their sins. Therefore, let us seek the forgiveness of God through Jesus, the Saviour of the world. Lord of grace and truth, we confess our unworthiness to stand in your presence as your children. We have sinned. Forgive us and heal us. The Virgin Mary accepted your call to be the mother of Jesus. Forgive our disobedience to your will. We have sinned. Forgive and heal us. Your Son, our Saviour, was born in poverty in a manger. Forgive our greed and rejection of your ways. We have sinned. Forgive and heal us. The shepherds left their flocks to go to Bethlehem. Forgive our self-interest and lack of vision. We have sinned. Forgive and heal us. The wise men followed the star to find Jesus the King. Forgive our reluctance to seek you. We have sinned. Forgive and heal us. May the God of all healing and forgiveness draw us to himself and cleanse us from all our sins, that we may behold the glory of his Son, the Word made flesh, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. The Word was made flesh and lived among us, and we have seen his glory. The Psalmody. Remember the marvels the Lord has done. Give praise to the Lord, proclaim his name. Make known among the nations what he has done. Sing to him, sing praise to him, tell of all his wonderful acts. Glory is his holy name. Let the hearts of those who seek the Lord rejoice. Look to the Lord and his strength. Seek his face always. Remember the wonders he has done, his miracles and judgment he pronounces. You, his servants, the descendants of Abraham, his chosen ones, the children of Jacob, remember the marvels the Lord has done. He is the Lord our God. His judgments are all in all of the earth. He remembers his covenant forever, the promises he made for a thousand generations, the covenant he made with Abraham, the oath he swore to Isaac. He confirmed it to Jacob as a decree, to Israel as an everlasting covenant. To you I will give the land of Canaan as a portion you will inherit. Remember the marvels the Lord has done. God of our earthly pilgrimage, feed your Easter people with the bread of heaven, that we may hunger and thirst for righteousness until we reach our promised land, through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen. Blessed are those who believe, for what God has promised will be fulfilled.
And the first reading is from Galatians 4. But when the set time had fully come, God sent his Son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those under the law, that we might receive adoption and sonship. Because you are his sons, God sent the Spirit of his Son into our hearts, the Spirit who calls out, Abba, Father. So you are no longer a slave, but a God's child. And since you are his child, God has made you also a heir. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. The earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord. There shall come forth a shoot from the stock of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots, and the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and fear of the Lord. He shall not judge by what his eyes see, or decide by what his ears hear, but with righteousness he shall judge the poor, and decide with equity for the meek the earth. The wolf shall dwell with the lamb, and the leopard shall lie down with the kid, the calf, the lion, and the fatling together, with a little child to lead them. They shall not hurt or destroy in all my holy mountains, for the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord, as the waters cover the sea. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen. The earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord.
And the second reading today comes from Luke 2. When the time came for the purification rites required by the law of Moses, Joseph and Mary took him to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. As it is written in the law of the Lord, every firstborn male is to be consecrated to the Lord, and to offer a sacrifice in keeping with what is said in the law of the Lord, a pair of doves or two young pigeons. Now there was a man in Jerusalem called Simeon, who was righteous and devout. He was waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was on him. It had been really revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not die before he had seen the Lord's Messiah. Moved by the Spirit, he went into the temple courts. When the parents brought the child Jesus to him to do for him what the custom of the law required, Simeon took him in his arms and praised God, saying, "Sovereign Lord, as you have promised, you may now dismiss your servant in peace. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the sight of all nations, a light for the revelation to the Gentiles, and the glory of your people Israel." The child's father and mother marveled at what was said about him. Then Simeon blessed them and said to Mary, his mother, "This child is destined to cause the falling and rising of many in Israel, and to be a sign that will be spoken against, so that the thoughts and many hearts will be revealed, and a sword will pierce your own soul too." There was also a prophet, Anna, the daughter of Penuel of the tribe of Asher. She was very old. She had lived with her husband 7 years after her marriage, and then was a widow until she was 84. She never left the temple, but worshipped night and day, fasting and praying. Coming up to them at that very moment, she gave thanks to God and spoke about the child to all who were looking forward to the redemption of Jerusalem. When Joseph and Mary had done everything required by the law of the Lord, they returned to Galilee, to their own town of Nazareth. And the child grew and became strong. He was filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was on him. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
So you all and I have a great deal in common with Jesus. Luke said it. God sent his son, born of a woman. And I'm sure many of us who have given birth or witnessed birth being given can testify that it's not always a straightforward process, noisy and super messy. Having shared a little bit earlier with Liz about when we did our real life nativity, we really had experienced a little of how things probably were not that easy in that stable. We were choosing our best straw for the manger to put the baby in. We were mucking out where the sheep had been, as Mary and Joseph couldn't possibly get their shoes mucky. And in reality, there would have been no time for that. They would have had to just get on with it. There was a lot going on at that time. But the thing that we do know is that Jesus was born of a woman. I'm not sure if you've had your magazines yet, but Steph has written to you for these 2 months. And she talks about the other certainty that we face as humans, which is close to her in Robert just now. And that is, we do actually die, and our earthly life comes to an end. Birth, life, and death are messy and complicated and affect others. Christmas is meant for a time of joy, unless, of course, you have lost someone or are in pain. A one-time football manager, Arsene Wenger, is that how you say it? Arsene Wenger? He said that Christmas is important, but Easter is decisive. And a follower apparently tweeted him back saying, "Don't forget the destiny of the Christmas baby." Now, Jesus' destiny was to be born, and not only to die, but to be a part of our human life. He was God made flesh. He was living. He was enduring events that happened. And he showed us how to respond, how to work, how to love, how to lose someone, how to care for each other, how to manage relationships, even the tricky ones, and to be generous with our love and with our loving. You know, Mary, our Mary, in our real nativity, she fell into a ditch and had to be pulled out. That wasn't part of the script. And things happen to us that we don't expect, don't they? Or particularly want to happen. We have falls in different ways. And Jesus was born. And the shepherds, they thought it was worth leaving what they were doing to find Jesus. I wonder if we were to feel the same way now, to stop doing what we're doing, to really find him, find his presence in your living, in everything that we do and everything that we feel, find him. Let the Christ of our Christmas change us, and let him help us in everything, in ourselves and in our world. Amen. Amen.
Today, in all the demands, we pray for those who had to face Christmas without someone they love. God of goodness, hear us and be with us. Today, in all the delights, we pray for those who are facing Christmastide alone. God of goodness, hear us and be with us. Today, in all the celebration, we pray for those who are facing conflicts. God of goodness, hear us and be with us. Today, in all the time at tables, we pray for those who are hungry. God of goodness, hear us and be with us. And we pray for the sick amongst us, and also those that we know but are not on this list. Jax, Brenda, Olivia, Mary, Keith, Janice, Peter, Rosemary, Mary D and Mary B, John, Joy, Alex, Rupert, Maya, Jean B and Jean P. And we also remember the family and friends of those who have died recently. Mary Shear, Ivy Collins, Avril Bennett, Mervyn Carey, Alan Bristow and Maureen Batstow. Amen.
And the collect of the day. Almighty God, who wonderfully created us in your own image and yet more wonderfully restored us, through your Son, Jesus Christ, grant us that as he came to share in our humanity, so that we may share his life of divinity, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. And the Lord's Prayer. Rejoicing in the presence of God here among us, let us pray with confidence as our Saviour taught us. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. So may God, who has called us out of darkness into his marvelous light, bless us and fill us with peace, and the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among us and remain with us and those we love and pray for, now and always. Amen. 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 Thank you all. If you want to unmute yourselves.
Thank you for a lovely service.
Thank you. It's lovely. Thank you.
Thank you for being here. I do wish you all a very happy new year.